You're listening to the audio production of An Introduction to Christian Philosophical Theology, Faith Seeking Understanding, by Stephen T. Davis and Eric T. Yang, published by Zondervan and read by Tommy Cresswell. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
Introduction. Theology involves thinking and speaking about God, which is a task that should be approached with some measure of fear and trembling. Theology matters not just in academia or in the classroom, but also in the everyday lives of Christians who worship God and believe in Him. One reason why it matters a great deal is that it can help people avoid theological errors about Christian doctrines. Thinking and speaking about God is a daunting task, and the risk of slipping into serious error is always a possibility when doing theology. For example, when discussing the doctrine of the Trinity, it is quite easy to end up saying things that would explicitly or implicitly espouse modalism, that the Godhead is only one person who plays different roles, or tritheism, that there are three gods. When preaching a sermon on the Trinity, one has to be extremely careful not to say something contradictory or heretical. No doubt, traditional Christians will desire to avoid stating anything heretical, but the risk is there. And we believe the risk is increased if one fails to understand the complex issues and concepts that are involved in some of these doctrines. Failure to be precise and attentive to such complexities can lead to saying something logically inconsistent or incomprehensible. Nor does it help to try and avoid doing theology. Those who attempt to avoid doing theology usually don't. Rather, they end up with a poor theology. Thus, having a good grasp of theology is crucial, especially for those who are church leaders or training to become church leaders. We hope that this book can serve as a useful resource for those who are trying to understand the logical and philosophical questions concerning specific Christian doctrines. Although we, the authors, are professional academics whose primary work has been in a university setting, both of us have also served in church ministry. One of us, Davis, has been an ordained minister in a Reformed denomination for many decades, and the other, Yang, has served as a youth, college, young adult, and worship pastor for more than a decade. We have been uniquely fortunate to have a foot in both the life of the university and the life of the church, and we hope our experience can help bridge the two. We believe that training in logic or philosophy is important for future theologians and church leaders. If you are a church leader, pastor, or seminarian, you have probably studied systematic theology, biblical exegesis, historical theology, and so forth. Additionally, many pastors and seminary students are receiving training in apologetics and philosophy of religion. Christian apologetics provides reasons for one's beliefs as well as responds to objections to or criticisms of Christianity. Philosophy of religion is a domain in philosophy that focuses on several philosophical questions or issues related to religion in general or to a specific religion, such as Christianity, Judaism, or Islam. Typical topics in philosophy of religion focus on arguments for and against God's existence, and so there is often overlap with apologetics, and questions about God's attributes, in particular, what attributes God has and how best to analyze them. For example, philosophers of religion ask whether God is simple, immutable, or timeless, and how best to understand those attributes. And they also try to provide an analysis of less contentious divine attributes, such as omnipotence, omniscience, divine goodness, and the like. They also focus on questions related to religious language, the epistemology of religious beliefs, that is, how we can acquire religious knowledge, and the diversity of religions. Many of these questions are not religion-specific, and many of the claims discussed in philosophy of religion are defended through argument. Even for those without seminary or academic training, ample resources are available for learning some of the basics in apologetics and philosophy of religion. For example, in apologetics, we would commend, among many other books, William Lane Craig's On Guard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?